The Bloomington Plan Commission met on Monday for the first of two meetings this week to review amendments to the proposed Unified Development Ordinance. Under one amendment, partial demolitions will not need to be approved for homes that have a historical designation of, quote, contributing. The designation means they contribute to the historical character of a neighborhood or district. Olivia Dorfman co-chairs the Bloomington's Near West Side Historic Designation Committee. Dorfman spoke to the commission about her concerns surrounding the committee's recent application to become a conservation district.
Since our application is now in process, we are concerned that before there is a final decision made on whether or not our district is approved as a conservation district, homes may already be demolished or begin to be in the process of demolition. The vast majority of the houses on the Near West Side are rated as contributing. There are 324 properties in the Near West Side Conservation District that has been proposed. And as I said, most of those are contributing. So if we start having demolitions before we even get our conservation district approved, it will be a terrible loss. Thank you.
Another member of the public, Elizabeth Cox Ash, spoke to how the historic homes in Bloomington added to what she referred to as the town's fingerprint.
So each community is unique. It's like a fingerprint. So if you visit Wichita, Kansas, it's not going to be the same as Bloomington. Or if you go up to Fort Wayne, Indiana, it's not going to be the same as Bloomington. Bloomington is unique. We need to protect these homes. I urge you to approve Amendment 9 because we need to protect our historic homes.
In voicing her support for this amendment, Cox Ash also spoke about how the diversity of homes in Bloomington is a positive for the city and its sense of identity.
No one wants everything to look the same. You don't want everything to look like new construction, McDonald's, Taco Bell, whatever. We want to keep Bloomington looking like Bloomington, so please approve this.
Development Services Manager Jackie Scanlon told Commission Chair Joe Hoffman the city's planning staff could not recommend the amendment.
Are you suggesting that this amendment would not be consistent with the legal requirements, or is it just that it's a bad idea as a matter of policy?
I think it's a bad idea as a matter of policy. I think it also just doesn't really make sense.
The public speakers failed to convince the commission, and the amendment did not pass out of the Plan Commission. The commission will continue its review of the proposed UDO on September 23rd.